name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning, Father.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
On this first day of the New Year, we are coming to the church to celebrate another solemnity. This time, we celebrate Mary, Mother of God. When we hear this title, Mary, Mother of God, it's so normal, so usual for us to think about Mary as the Mother of God. For us Catholics, it is very easy to understand the importance of Mary as Mother of God. But maybe at least once a year, we need to stop and think what it means, what it really means that Mary is Mother of God, that through Mary, through the world, came the Savior of this world. Brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and so prepare ourselves to celebrate the Savior in this place.
From the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The shepherds went in haste to Bethlehem and found Mary and Joseph and the infant lying in the manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed by what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all they had heard and seen, just as it had been told to them. When 8 days were completed for the circumcision, he was named Jesus, the name given him by the angel before he was conceived in the womb. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
I don't know if you feel the same what I feel about it. I think that from one side, all these celebrations of Christmas, between Christmas and New Year, they happened so fast. One after another celebrations, I actually counted up. In these last 7 days, I had 16 masks. But from the other side, we see the importance of the celebrations that we have in our church, in our liturgical calendar, in our liturgy. Finally, today we arrived to the end of something that we call 8-day celebration of Christmas, octave of Christmas. The Nativity of the Lord, as we repeat it again and again, it is not only one day. Christmas is not only December 25th, but Christmas is season, is time. And within this time, we have these 8 important days to celebrate Christmas. Of course, we celebrate during this time different feast days like St. Stephen, St. John the Evangelist, Holy Family, Holy Innocents. But throughout these 8 days, we think about Jesus coming to this world for us. And not only Christmas, but also Easter and one or two other celebrations, we have this long 8 days
celebration.
If you ever have heard about the Liturgy of the Hours, it's the official prayer of the Church that all priests and deacons, we are obligated to pray every day, different times of the day, the morning, the noon, afternoon, evening, night. By the way, if you see me at the pew with my cell phone, please do not think that I am playing games or watching videos. It's the time for the Liturgy of the Hours. And during these last days since Christmas, the evening prayer was every day the same antiphons, the same psalms, the same hymns, to make it known even more that it is these 8 days like one day, because the importance of this celebration of Christmas, Jesus coming to the world for salvation of the world. And the second important reality about today is, of course, New Year, but in the liturgy of the Church, the celebration of Mary, Mother of God. As I said at the beginning, for us Catholics, it is so easy because we repeat it again and again, practically every time when we pray, Hail Mary. We recognize that Mary is Mother of God. During these last days, practically during this last month of December, we had a lot of opportunities to think and to celebrate our Mother and Mother of God. Starting on December 8th, the Solemnity of Immaculate Conception, next December 12th, Our Lady of Guadalupe, and finally today, on the first day of the New Year, Mary, Mother of God. Again, as I said at the beginning, we need to stop sometimes and think why this celebration is so important and why we need to even think about Mary as Mother of God. We honor Our Lady as the Mary Mother of God practically forever, but officially it was confirmed during the Council of Ephesus in 431, it means at the beginning of 5th century after Christ, formally defined this title, Mary, Mother of God. Some people, they can say, why you Catholics, you need the councils, why you need group of bishops to introduce a new belief to your religion? Actually, it was kind of upside down, because people, they believed from the beginning practically of Christianity that Mary is Mother of God. The bishops during this council only confirmed this with official pronunciation that Mary is Mother of God. That Church believes and will believe about the importance of Mary and about Mary, through Mary coming the salvation of the world. But once again, we didn't respond to the question why it is important. Why it is so important for us? Because when we recognize in Mary, Mother of God, we immediately recognize that Jesus, who came to this world, is not only God, but is also a man. And when we deny this acknowledgement that Mary is Mother of God, at the same time, we deny that Jesus was our Savior, is our Savior, that Jesus came to this world, that Christ was, in the words of St. Paul, born of woman, born under the law, and that he emptied himself, taking the form of slave, for our sake and for our salvation, that one day every knee shall bow and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. It is practically the core of our faith. It is what Christmas is about. The second person of the Trinity emptied himself, took the form of slave, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. And Mary, as Mary, very humble and very quiet, kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. This is the real reason for Christmas. I can say again, because we are still in this time, Merry Christmas, and today, Happy New Year. And let me also, from my personal position, give you thanks, all of you parishioners and visitors, for being with us, celebrating with us, singing with us, praying with us, receiving Jesus with us during these 8 days of octave of Christmas. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your involvement, because many of you were involved in any activity and will be involved in activities during this time of Christmas. Thank you also for all the gifts and Christmas cards and sweets that I received. Please, no more. I need to think about my New Year's resolution, as always will be the same way, not only for me, but probably for many of us. Not that I'm thinking something, but it is very popular New Year's resolution. Let's celebrate this New Year, and let's ask God's presence in our life in this new 2020.